This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the U.S., yoga is most often identified with white women, but that's changing. More African Americans are getting into yoga and even becoming instructors. A prime example is the collective STL. St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson visited the North City studio to learn how yoga is especially good for communities dealing with stress and trauma.
It's a Saturday morning in an old North St. Louis yoga studio. You can hear the sultry sounds of neo-soul music. People are skimming through African-American books in the mini library. There's incense burning and casual greetings between yoga teachers and practitioners. After about 15 minutes of laughter and light conversations, the mood turns peaceful. The Collective STL is ready to restore the 25 or so people in its studio, one breath at a time.
One of the biggest frustrations that I had when I was practicing yoga at different studios, we would practice and we would go through hard poses. We would sweat. It was rough.
That's Terry Harris, one of the co-founders of the Collective STL. He says the group allows men, women, and children to convene as one to build relationships.
And then at the end of that class, you know, the men will go to the male's locker room and women, right? And we would sit there and no one would even say anything to each other. And so as we started to put together the pieces of the collective, it was, we're going to make sure that people acknowledge you.
And while inside the space, the donation-based organization provides just that.
You're all responsible for the health and well-being of Black people in North St. Louis.
It's that attitude that led the four co-founders to bring free yoga 4 days a week to a community where there is little to no access to neighborhood healthcare, fresh produce, and affordable gyms. Old North's median household income is about $20,000 a year, and the average cost of yoga in the city is about $300 a month. African Americans are not typically seen as avid yoga practitioners, but that's not true of the collective. Its entire staff is made up of certified Black yoga instructors. That's co-founder Alonzo Nelson Jr. He says it's the collective's cultural responsibility to change the perception of yoga and showcase Black yoga teachers.
Well, I started practicing yoga in high school, so I was like maybe 20 years in. I'd never seen a Black yoga teacher. I've never been in a class led by a Black person.
The collective STL is not exclusive to African Americans. Everyone is welcome, as long as they support wellness in the Black community.
Let's take a minute to extend that right leg.
While teaching sessions, another founder, Erica Harris, who is also the wife of Terry Harris, says she knows life outside of yoga for African Americans can be stressful. So she focuses on helping her yogis find their breath.
You can breathe your way through anything. And I don't know that we are always taught that as Black people. And so yoga, well, just your breathing can be a tool of coping and making it through those moments.
Terry says he's conscious of injustices Black people face daily, so the collective uses its studio as a safe space for the community to heal. In fact, research suggests that minorities who experience discrimination and microaggressions will likely take on chronic stress-related health issues, which includes mental health illnesses. Here are Terry and Nelson again.
Black people in North St. Louis, because of the structural inequities and injustices that exist, need to rest.
Particularly Black men, we carry stress in our bodies. And oftentimes, because we don't have an outlet, it builds up in our bodies. So it's important that not only that we're breathing, but you get to relieve that tension and relieve that stress.
Community organizer Jerome Harris has been practicing at the Collective for a year. He believes being exposed to yoga as a child in North St. Louis would have helped him process stress.
I brought about five of my young men because they've never done yoga. And so because I was exposed to it, you know what? Hey, I want you to be exposed to something. And then it gives you more options to choose from.
And the collective is all about options. This year, it's looking to reach more Black people in St. Louis through its first yoga training program and workshops for teachers, doulas, and hospice centers.
We always close the class saying Ubuntu. I am because you are.
I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.